Adolescent pregnancy is a major concern for governments of the Caribbean. It is estimated that 20% of women in the Caribbean have had at least one child by age 19, with a considerable percentage of adolescent girls giving birth before the age of 15. The rates of adolescent pregnancy vary across the Caribbean region. The Reproductive Health Survey conducted in Jamaica in 2008 reveals that one in every five pregnancies occurs in girls below 19 years of age.
From Turks and Caicos, you have 26 out of 1,000 pregnancy from adolescent mothers, up to Guyana, which is about 97 in every 1,000 pregnant women. And as such, UNFPA has been working with CARICOM to put in place a strategic framework for the prevention of adolescent pregnancy across the region.
Director of the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean, Sheila Rosso. Adolescent pregnancy can negatively affect the quality of life for young mothers, as they are not prepared physically, mentally, and financially.
There are many health problems related with adolescent pregnancy. One of them, and the most important them, is that because young girls are not physically prepared to be mothers, the consequences of the pregnancy usually are in negative outcomes. For example, statistically, young girls who are pregnant have more chances to get postpartum hemorrhage. Instead of having a normal delivery, they end up in C-sections associated with the disproportion between the product of the pregnancy and the size of the pelvis.
Reproductive Health Advisor for the UNFPA Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean, Dr. Mario Aguilar.
Also, because they try to avoid and show the pregnancy early, they don't seek for antenatal care, and as a consequence of that, they cannot identify potential problems that will affect them in the future. It's not only to them, but also to the product of the pregnancy, in this case of the child. The percentage of deaths associated with teenage pregnancy for young girls is higher, about 50% higher, the neonatal mortality compared with mothers who are adults.
Denae Walker Morgan became pregnant at age 16 while in grade 11. She shares her experience.
So it was difficult, and it still is difficult, because being a mother and being a student isn't easy. There were a lot of challenges. There's a whole heap of struggles behind it, really. You having to go to work and not having anybody to go keep the child, or you having to be at school and having to take the baby with you, and then walking to Africa and everybody staring at you like, okay, here's another one.
Executive Director of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, Dr. Zoe Simpson, outlines some of the challenges faced by adolescent mothers.
We find parents who would want to throw the girl out and let her go live with the baby father kind of a thing, which is not a solution, mind you. That's just getting her into deeper waters. Then there's the financial challenge. It's a real burden on the finances of the family. And then we have also the personal issues.
As a result of the growing problem of adolescent pregnancy in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean, the United Nations Population Fund is implementing several strategies aimed at addressing the issue. Ms. Rosso says an integrated strategic framework has been developed in collaboration with CARICOM.
So it's a strategy that's going to be implemented not only in Jamaica, but across the Caribbean region. It was done in a very consultative, participatory way, where most of the countries participated in completing this framework, contributed to it in terms of looking at the needs of their own countries and what would be applicable to ensure or to assist with reducing adolescent pregnancy.
The strategy involves public education and awareness, including health and family life education in schools and communities, as well as providing social protection to prevent all forms of violence against girls and reduce pregnancy among adolescents. The goal of this framework is to reduce adolescent pregnancy by 20% by year 2019.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.